At this very moment in schools throughout the country, educators are maneuvering the complicated task of teaching during a pandemic. The new CDC guidelines recommends all students wear masks and sit 3 feet apart. A 6 feet distance rule is still required during lunch or at sporting events. And scientists hope this new guidance will help more schools reopen. Maria Vasquez is deputy superintendent for Orange County Public Schools, serving the area around Orlando, Florida, and joins us now with more on how that district is handling social distancing in the classroom. Welcome back to Here and Now.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
Thank you for being here. The last time you spoke with us, you mentioned that 60% of students in the district were actually already attending in-person classes 5 days a week. That's a pretty big number. How's it going now?
We have gone from 30% of our students attending face-to-face instruction in the fall to 60% at this time. Many of the schools in Florida have had to adjust the spacing of desks due to the increased enrollment. So we have been operating in many of our schools under the new guidelines of 3 feet between the desks.
You bring up a very important point in all of this, because some schools in other parts of the country were already going to 3 feet before these updated guidance measures, because they just don't have the space to properly distance in classrooms. How are teachers and families responding to these new relaxed guidelines? Are more parents wanting to send their kids back to in-person school?
I can tell you from our experience that our parents did not react negatively. I think that is in large part to all of the other safety measures we have in place. First and foremost, the mandatory wearing of masks. That coupled with the enhanced cleaning protocols that we have in place and monitoring that students are practicing social distancing at all times has really helped us keep our schools open and our students safe. Our positivity rate continues to be well below our community rate. I think we're currently at about 4%, and it may be a little bit lower than that prior to spring break.
Have there been any surprises in implementing these guidelines for your district? I'm just thinking, you know, theoretically for us who aren't in the classroom, we can only imagine what it's like to have 25, 30 students, especially at an elementary school level, with masks on their faces, trying to distance them. What are some surprises that you might have learned that can help other districts as they move through and try to figure out how to bring kids safely back to school?
I think our greatest surprise was how well our students adapted to the environment and the wearing of masks. At the beginning, when we first opened schools, we did spend a lot of time talking about the new protocols, making sure they understood the proper way to wear masks. And that has continued to be reinforced throughout the entire school year, as well as, you know, the hand washing and additional hygiene requirements that we have. So I think that really has been our greatest surprise, is that our children have been incredibly resilient and adaptive.
Yeah, kids definitely are resilient. You know, we've been talking a lot about learning loss this pandemic school year, and your district is also extending summer school to help students catch up. Do you think that this will be enough?
We have expanded our summer school to go for June and July, but we know that many of our children are going to need extended learning opportunities for the upcoming school year and for next summer. We are incredibly grateful for the federal dollars that are coming our way that's going to allow us to not only keep our schools open and safe, but allow us to provide resources and supports so that our children begin to regain that lost learning.
That's Maria Vasquez, Deputy Superintendent for Orange County Public Schools in Florida. Thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure.